It's 4 minutes to eight on breakfast, and you know what that means. Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Warwick, it's all down to Sam Stosur now at the French Open.
Yes, Fran, this follows losses overnight to Jarmila Gajdusova and Bernard Tomic. That's left to her, the Sam Stosur, as the only Australian remaining in the singles at Roland Garros. And tonight, Australian time, she's playing Nadia Petrova. And gee, this pair, they have form. At the US Open last year, where Stosur was the eventual winner, they featured in the longest women's singles match at Flushing Meadows in ages. And earlier this year, Petrova had a small measure of revenge, beating Stosur at the Indian Wells tournament. And that gives the Russian a 5-2 success rate against Stosur. She's one of the few women on the world tour with a winning advantage over the Australian. And it won't get any easier for Stosur if she wins. Victoria Azarenka, the world number one, looms in the next round. For the record, Tomic was beaten by the Colombian Santiago Giraldo in straight sets last night, while Gajdusova lost to the number nine seed Caroline Wozniacki 6-1, 6-4. Some other results from overnight. Andy Murray beat Jaakko Nieminen in four sets. Rafael Nadal had an easy win. And one for the locals to cheer. Poor Henri Mathieu came back from a set down to defeat the American John Isner. And in the women's singles, the chemistry was again right for Li Na and also for Francesca Schiavone. Now, in rowing, just reconfirming that Pippa Savage will appeal against the decision by Rowing Australia to drop her from the quad scull crew for the London Olympics. She's been sent home to Melbourne from the training camp in Lucerne amid stories of dissent among the crew that even had people threatening to jump overboard and swim ashore. The appeal is expected to be heard next Tuesday. Looking at the way sides are being taken right now, this is probably not going to end happily for Savage. Trust is everything in rowing crews, and once it's gone, it's hard, verging on impossible to get back. In Australian football, the Richmond bandwagon is becoming a very crowded thing. Good judges like Robert Walls are predicting that not only will the Tigers beat St Kilda tonight, but will go on to be a serious finals contender in 2012. Now, we've all heard that before in and around Punt Road, though the side that Damien Hardwick has been fashioning the past few years is starting to get the look and feel of something pretty solid. In rugby league, the Gold Coast is up against something very solid tonight, the North Queensland front row of James Taumu and Matt Scott. The Titans' Luke Bailey has identified them as a couple of blokes who will need to be stopped in their tracks if his side's mid-season resurgence is to continue. Then there's the also not insignificant problem of leg-roping a champion cowboy by the name of Jonathan Thurston. The other game tonight is Manly Warringah against St George. That's at Fortress Brookie. And there'll be a lot of scrutiny of the refereeing tonight, and at the weeks ahead, the Australian Rugby League Commission has instigated a full review of the whistleblowers following reports that Bill Harrigan and Stuart Raper, they're the referees' bosses, they've lost the faith of their employees. Now, Harrigan makes enemies the way the rest of us take breath, but he does have a knack of surviving, so it's going to be interesting to watch how that all pans out in the next little while. Now, in rugby union, the ACT will want to rebound from the loss to Queensland last week in the Super 15 game against Melbourne. That's on in Melbourne tonight. The Brumbies are still on top of the Australian Conference, but by a reduced margin of just 5 points. Their coach, Jake White, has made a few changes for this game, resting lock Sam Carter and prop Dan Palmer. And Stirling Mortlock will captain the Rebels for the first time, this after starting from the bench the past three or four games as he overcomes injury. And you'd like to see Mortlock, a great servant of Australian rugby over the years, finish out his career this way rather than just hobbling out. I'll be back with more sport on Monday, Fran.
Good on you, Warwick. Thanks very much.